Well, we're hot, so.
Whenever. Oh, we're already on. Okay. Hey there, Stony Bolognese and Baked Alaskas.
And welcome to. Did I fuck it up already?
Yes. What are you doing?
What happened?
It's been a while since we've recorded.
You didn't click it. Yeah. All right. I'm like, you just start staring at me.
Well, that was kind of lame. What we normally do, that was just kind of lame. So it's been a while. It's been a few weeks.
It was a little lame.
Oh, man. All right. That was really funny.
Okay.
All right. Let's try that again. In 3, 2.
Hey there, Stony Bolognese and Baked Alaskas. Did you miss our voice? Because I didn't miss hearing myself. What about you, Moon?
No, I didn't. It was nice to take a little bit of a break, though.
It was. We had a little vacation, a little self-care moment. But now y'all know where the fuck you're at.
And now for something completely different.
What's going on, y'all?
Well, I hope you're ready. And if you're not ready, get ready. Because we have another podcast. And I don't play favorites, but I do. Because this bitch is my very fucking best friend. This person is a queer woman. A strong feminista. Intersectional feminist, I may add. Intersectional environmentalist, a film photographer and fiber artist, also an amazing tufter, owns her own business, and a self-proclaimed bitch. This is my best friend, Ellen.
Welcome, Ellen.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Of course.
I love you so much, bitch.
I love you so much. And she is an organized fanatic. And so this is the only week that we could do our podcast. Well, actually, we scheduled it a couple times.
Yeah, this is like the, I think, fourth like reschedule. But I feel like that's unfortunately adulthood, right? Like, you, yeah.
Yes.
We're like, we have this plan, but then it's like, okay, shit happened. Things came up. And it's like, okay, 6 months later, we have to reschedule. But this is like, yeah, this is like our fourth time.
Yeah, it's like our fourth time. But you know what? Fourth time's a charm because we're here, bitch. We're in the studio, yes, aka ma'am. Our living room. And we're thriving.
Thank you so much for having me. This is so amazing. This is a very professional setup. I'm kind of tripping out right now. I'm not going to lie.
Well, she's tripping out because she also totally shared a blunt with us. So that's part of the tripping process.
It's a it was a beautiful blunt. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You know, shout out to Raw.
If you would like to sponsor this podcast.
Right? No free shout outs, but only this one's.
That'd be awesome. Come on, Josh, pick us up.
Right? You want to start us off with our first question there, Moon?
All right, Ellen. I've known you for a little while. Definitely not as long as her. You guys have been friends, you're telling me earlier, over a decade.
Yes. You know, 11 plus years.
11 plus years.
Yes.
That's been a while.
Yeah, oh, and you know what? Actually, before you ask that question, I'm going to say the story of how we first met each other.
Oh my goodness.
Because yes.
Do tell.
You got to tell the origin story because everybody else was college, school, and you know, of course we love those origins, but this is different. So we did go to the same school. We didn't just like miraculously show up in the same amoeba together, even though, you know, basically so. So we went to the same high school.
Yes, ma'am.
And we were, what, like 2 weeks into school or something like that?
Yeah, it was very early.
Very early on. And
all right, so this is ninth grade, right?
Yeah, yes. Ninth grade.
Yeah, so we're what, like 14? Yeah.
Yes. And
always in sync.
Always in sync, a little bitch. And, you know, we lived very far from our school, and so we were taking the bus together. And I saw that on her agenda was some Doctor Who memorabilia and some MCR memorabilia. My Chemical Romance, for all those that are too young to know that acronym, or too old. And those who knew, hey, OGs. And so I guess I saw those as a sign to be a safe space for me. because I saw her across the cafeteria waiting for that bus. I ran up to her, jumped on her. This is a stranger. Yes,
literally.
Jumped on her.
Jumped on my shoulder.
Bit her.
Yeah.
Not hard.
No, but yeah, she did. She bit me, and then she was like, I'm a cannibal.
I yelled, I'm a cannibal!
So this is the first time you guys ever saw each other.
Yeah, first time.
Meeting. Okay.
And I, and that wasn't unlike me.
We're different people now.
How did you know that you were neurodiverse without knowing? But that's exactly what I did. And you know what? I don't know who's weirder, me for doing that or her for like totally being down.
Yeah, I was literally just like, oh, hello. And like, then we rode the bus together and we sat next to each other. Now we've like been best friends for 11 fucking years.
In that first meeting too, we were like, I don't know about this person. But that's because we hate people.
We do hate people. Yeah, we really do hate people. But we love each other, and that's, yeah. But it was a very funny interaction for like that to be the first time you ever meet people. If someone did that to me now, I'd be like, get the fuck off of
you
me.
You wouldn't even let them get near you because your taser would be out and you would be shocking the fuck out of them.
I do have a taser.
And it'd be like, yeah, that would not fly at all. No, yeah, and I would never do that. That's also something I would never do.
But I mean, you know, we were 14, goofy little goobers.
I swear. I'm glad. Shout out to them. I'm glad we've grown from there.
Same, but yes.
But that is the origin. That is the origin story, and that was not fabricated, and that was also, you know.
I know. Yeah, that was a
start of it all. All right. So now that you know at least where we came from, get a glimpse into the start of this friendship. Now, Boone, you can ask your question.
All right. Just plain and simple. First question is, tell us your story. Start wherever you want to start at. You know, just don't go far back as it was a light I saw on you.
Bitch, I'm right out of the vagina. I wish I could remember that far back, but my memory is not.
That. I exited the coochie and the world changed for me.
Okay. I guess who am I? All right. Like this turn into therapy hour.
Yep.
So my name is Ellen. Like Sun mentioned earlier, I'm a queer woman, intersectional feminist, intersectional environmentalist. I'm a film photographer, even though currently I've been taking a break from film because it's very expensive.
Yeah.
And well, what kind of film photographer?
I really love 35 millimeter black and white film.
Oh, nice.
Specifically, but unfortunately, it's like a very expensive hobby.
Yes.
I was introduced to it in high school, but I don't have necessarily easy access to a dark room. Right. And so I've been sitting on some rolls for a couple of years now, honestly. And then now there's a film shortage. So like shit's even more expensive. Yeah. So I've just been taking a break from that, which,
and in our show notes, we will actually put her film Instagram
so that you
guys can take a look-see.
Thank you. Yeah, most of that's been digital. There's like a few film prints I've had. All right. So, okay, where was I? Oh, yeah, so I've been taking a break from film, but I'm also a fiber artist. Yes, like Sun said, I'm a tufter, so I make wall hangings and rugs, things like that. So I'm currently making a piece I'm very excited about. So
and made our logo.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, made our logo.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm still working on the like revision one, but like I can't get one I like. I'll show you eventually. But like, I don't want to like sign my name to it yet. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But we're getting there. But yes, so yes, I did do the logo. But yeah, so I'm all over the place. Yeah, and also I'm a self-proclaimed bitch. I'm very pro like telling men to fuck off and everything else. So also
she's
just
very
like
blunt, very tell you how it is.
Yeah, and when I say bitch, it's like the reclamation of the word, you know what I mean? Because it's been used so in so many derogatory ways, but it's like, you know, women will always be bitches if we just like state anything that's on our mind or stand up for ourselves or just like even just speak out about some honest ass shit that happened. And it's like, oh, well, she's just a bitch. She's just, you know, like the amount of times I've literally heard men specifically say like, oh, she's a crazy bitch. Like, fuck you. Yeah, I am a bitch. And like, I don't know, we're changing the world like one person at a time. But that's how I feel.
Right. It's like, that's the worst thing you can say about me.
Yeah. It's also just like, nothing you say is going to put me down. Like, I literally, I don't respect you.
Yeah.
So like,
your words don't have value anyway.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Like your feedback is irrelevant. So yeah, anyways. So I think that's the best way to describe that best way.
Have you ever heard the song Witch? It's on TikTok.
Oh, yeah, I'm obsessed.
Woman
with
in total control of herself.
Yeah.
It's like that.
Yeah, exactly.
You're reclaiming it.
Yeah, exactly. I love you. Yes, I'm obsessed with that song. That was definitely on my playlist for the year.
Yes, it's so good. And if you haven't heard it, We'll figure out
it. It's definitely, yeah, it's a trendy.
If you TikTok, if you audio, haven't heard it, good. I feel like you aren't on our algorithm. And if you're not on our algorithm, are you why part are you of our here? Audience? So,
bye-bye.
Yeah, I think that was a really good kind of, it is a very hard question, like, who are you?
Yeah, it's, you know, that's a weird one.
You're like, I'm Patrick. No, this is Patrick.
Yes, know? Exactly. Okay, just like another little bit about like what I'm currently doing is I'm a university student. My major's in biology, my minor's in sociology. I want to work for the National Park Service eventually, but not only to conduct research based, you know, like obviously for my biology degree, but I also do want to work on some projects and maybe even clubs or like work with local schools to do like free outreach programs in a sense. Okay, cut that. I don't want to say outreach. Like that sounds weird, but like.
No, that's what it's called.
I know, but like.
Like environmental healing and stuff like that.
Yeah, like, so just like.
Well, what's the environment's important to you?
Yeah, for sure. But I also want to, like, kids to know that, like, being in the outdoors is an option. And especially for, like, for anybody who just has never been shown that, like, you know, like, these are jobs, too, like, that you maybe want to do, you know? And it's, like, some people just don't have the opportunity to see that. And so it's, like, I would love to do, like, free trips because, you know, like, going to parks, like, costs money. And so, and there's, like, a lot of elitism, and especially in anything in the outdoors, whether it be, like, hiking or, you know, anything, like, climbing.
Yeah, and it's just gotten increased since COVID, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 100%. It's just, like, a bunch of, like, white men, honestly.
So white men, like, or white families a lot of the time. Yeah. And wealthier families, and those who really don't respect the outdoors.
Yeah, 100%. And like, it's
just tale as old as time.
Yeah, and it's just like, it would be awesome to just be like, hey, like, you know, you can be here recreationally, or like, if you find this as a passion as well, like, that's also an option, you know? So like, I don't know, I would just love to do that. But yeah, so there's that I want to eventually do, but let's see if we're gonna just go down the list, I guess.
I mean, if we find something we want to touch, and we'll do, you know, I want you to elaborate. We'll just stay.
Yeah, just like what questions. We're doing. Okay. You're doing great.
All right. Okay. Cool. Thank you.
Cheering you on. Thank you. Yes, queen. Yeah.
Okay. So I was indoctrinated into the Catholic Church when I was very young. You know,
nice.
Talk about that. It's 100% a fucking cult, man. Like, people won't say that shit. You know, like, what's the difference? I love the saying, what's the difference between a cult and a religion? It's like, the leader's dead for a religion. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. And a cult, the leader will soon be dead.
Yeah. Yeah. Or kill everyone. And the cult. But anyways, yeah, it's just, it's a lot, man. There's like a lot of religious trauma that goes on with
that. You went to Catholic school your whole life.
Yeah, literally my whole fucking
really? Life. So you did all the steps and everything else?
Oh, yeah. Like,
yep. I went to that. Yeah, I went to homie's confirmation.
Yeah, I know.
And some classes, too.
Yeah, she did. Oh, my God.
Well, it's funny. Both my kids went through the same thing. And
it's so funny because you're not.
And they're
at all.
Still, they're, you know, they don't. They don't go to church. They don't follow.
Yeah. I did too.
You know, they don't really believe it.
I was a fucking youth minister.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. You got like what the fucking archbishop's award.
I got the most Catholic award, basically.
Yeah. There was a medal, and it was a literal award, and she like had it. Was this whole was it its own ceremony?
Or no, it was at our baccalaureate mass.
That's right. Yes.
The best little Catholic girl award or what?
It's the yeah. They only give them out to. Like the one student per school.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And you.
And I got it. But it's actually based on how many volunteer hours you have. But yeah.
I mean, yeah. But
it's your volunteer hours and like if you're.
If
the
they
faith.
Only knew.
And my volunteer hours were like all at the church. So it was a 1-2 punch. Yeah. Well, and at that time, it really was true.
Yeah.
I really did walk the walk and talk the talk on it.
Mm-hmm.
Not in like a. I was never shoving it down anyone's throat.
No.
And I never was like, I hate gay people or anything like
that. Oh, so it's Catholic school you guys met?
Yes.
Yeah.
In high school. Oh, yeah.
And
okay.
All girls.
And all girls like, Catholic school.
Thank fucking God.
Yeah, actually, that's not the horror story. That was the best part of the Catholic experience, yeah. Actually.
I know, everybody wants to talk shit about an all-girls school, but honestly, I felt like it helped me just, like, become really who I am.
Right,
and, like,
right.
Just, like, be okay with my fucking weirdness, absolutely. You know, and just be like, this is who I am. I don't know, like, be near me or don't. Like, I really absolutely. Don't give a fuck, to be honest with you. And if I had gone to another school, I definitely would not have felt like that. Because, no. Like, I was already very insecure coming into that school.
And getting bullied and stuff, too.
For sure, yeah. And, like, that. Oh, yeah. That
just, well, if you went to a regular high school, you know, it would have been
well,
a whole different
well, experience. And here's the thing, too, 100%. Is we went to an all-girls school. There's an all-boys school right across the street. And the only, quote-unquote, bullying I ever faced was always from the
from
boys
them. Yeah
it was
yeah.
from the boys
yeah 100% I remember
or it was from the girls about the boys
yes mm-hmm. yep
mm-hmm. a lot of sex shaming
yes oh my god yeah
purity culture
yeah a lot of purity culture I remember when like a couple girls nudes got leaked and they were mm-hmm. sent around all of the like all of the specifically like Catholic schools in town yes. like all the boys sent them to each other because they
and
would
one
meet
was
each
a
other
volleyball
sports
player
events. Yeah
and they at one of her games everyone pulled up her nude
yeah,
and she got kicked out of the
oh
Catholic
shit
school.
Yeah it was
oh shit
yeah it was terrible
yeah they called
they
her
horrible people
booty hole because it was her butthole yeah. I was like damn bro and that's then so thinking rough. About it like that's child
well who
porn.
How did yeah, they get the nudes.
She oh. sent it to someone she trusted.
Yeah, and then they unconsensually sent it to all of their friends.
Like revenge
and then
porn.
All of their friends sent it to all of their friends.
Because she was
friends.
A popular
yeah.
person.
Yeah. Okay.
It, like yeah. in the Catholic schools, everybody kind of just knows everybody. And if you don't know them personally, you know of them.
Yeah, right, was, right, right.
Especially if you're like competing in any sport events
yeah.
or whatever, like you just go to each other's schools. So
yeah,
it's like,
and she was. I mean,
meet.
She was a very attractive person.
I mean,
and
it's just.
And
terrifying,
very
though.
Popular, like we said, and yeah,
it was, yeah. Anyway, fuck.
And we saw it. We saw the nudes.
Yeah, yeah. It was terrible.
And we even said we were like, "Why the fuck are you showing this? Like, does she know?"
I know. I feel like
because all of us sent nudes.
Like that's so yeah. It's just so like scary, you know.
Wow.
Like yeah. 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 Men are.
All right.
Pieces of work. It's pieces scary. Of work. But yeah. Yeah, Catholic school was interesting. I'm glad my high school experience was great, but
yeah, it was a good experience.
But yeah, Catholic school was really interesting. But yeah, I have gone to Catholic school my entire life, like literally yep. since preschool. The only time I didn't go to Catholic school was when I went to Baptist school for 2 weeks because the Catholic school had a waiting list. So my mom
was
like
preschool, right?
It was literally fucking preschool.
Yeah, okay,
it was
okay.
Like pre-K.
Well, there is a lot of just. It's judging weird. And everything else in there. Just my short experience with it.
Oh, with yeah, the Catholic Church?
The Catholic Church yes. is, like, inherently, like, racist, sexist, homophobic, just, like, fucking everything terrible. And it's, like,
yes.
like
there's
like I don't want to say yeah purity culture.
Yeah.
But I don't want to say I was going to say there's like, sex negative. Is that
yeah, but it's right? But it isn't at the same time. It's well, very negative towards females having
yeah,
sex.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Well, no, I would argue that because honestly, like,
well, they do say that about men too.
Yeah, the only reason that we actually have circumcision that's like as common as it is in America is because some fucking religious dude like lobbied and he was like, if we circumcise our sons, like they'll masturbate less. And this was like in the 1910s. And that's literally the only fucking reason that like we still circumcise men. It's fucking weird. We're cutting off a ton of nerves and it's like unnecessary. Like anywhere outside of this country.
Well, it was with the Jewish faith too. So that is something that came with.
Well, yes, but I mean just like America, like because yes, like if you did it for a religious reason, you did it for a religious reason. But right. like the reason that like when a boy or a penis having person is born in a hospital, like they literally will like almost always like offer circumcision or do it without like, you know what I'm saying? It's just like kind of routine. Yeah. It is very weird.
And we know how much the Catholic Church loves penises.
Yeah.
Especially mm-hmm. little boys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they love to just reassign these motherfuckers to different parishes and not hold them accountable.
And if you don't know what you're talking about, there's a lot of documentaries on it, and we could do a whole series, and maybe that's a good... Ooh.
Yeah, pedophilic priests.
That'd be kind of cool, like deconstructing religion. Maybe we'll do
it. Yeah.
Maybe we'll have you on once a month, and we talk about it. That'd be really fucking cool.
I would love that, yeah.
Or... whenever our schedules allow.
I know. Yeah, true. Unfortunately.
But, yeah, we could go on for...
Yeah, religion is a huge... was unconsensually, unfortunately, a huge aspect of my upbringing. And it's like something I'm having to deconstruct to this day.
Yeah.
And like just things that like I was completely brainwashed into. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, it's like a lot of like unworking, you know, it's absolutely a lot of work to unwork, which is ironic. But yeah, so
religious trauma is real.
Yeah, it's a lot. And so, you know,
every sperm is sacred.
What the fuck is happening with that spot on?
Oh, we're talking about the Catholic Church. God is quite irate.
Oh my gosh. Monty Python, everybody.
Yes. Oh my god.
For the win.
Is sacred.
But yeah, so, but yeah, no, to your point, Moon, I did do all the steps, all of the things. I was forced, yeah, I was forced to be confirmed. I like blatantly told my parents I did not want that. And
you're even forced to go to church every Sunday too.
Yeah. Until I was like literally.
So would you want your last rites read?
No. Okay. No, I'm cool.
This is crazy.
I want to die in the forest. Absolutely. Just like kind of like either like my partner with me and like my cats, and we all are like,
and a whole bunch of shrooms.
Yeah.
Just drift off, man.
Yeah, man, honestly, just relax into the eternal, like,
well, this is how
drift, man,
you know. On a cool side note, just like just show how strict your parents were about the faith is, if we had sleepovers that were on Saturday,
yep,
I would have to go to church, and then if she was at my house, we had to prove that we went to church.
Yeah, or we would never go.
We would never really prove it, but we would get like dressed and we'd be like, we're in church. Yeah. Which, yeah, actually, like, low-key, sometimes I would take her because, unfortunately, I was really into my faith, which is why her parents dug me.
Yep.
All the time, yes.
Yeah, yeah, they were crazy. Like, even if we were on vacation, which, like, I don't want to, like, paint my parents as anything negative. Like, they are who they are, but like I love them and I have a good relationship with them now. Yeah. You know, like I literally just had lunch with my dad, which is funny. But like,
but that's how you're raised.
Yeah, no,
and
for sure.
And that's how they still are.
Yeah, they are still like that. Literally my dad is working the axe table at church tomorrow. Gosh. Yeah, like he's very involved, and it's kind of funny because my mom is like a little less involved, but like she's not involved. You know what I mean?
Right.
But yeah, like they took me to church when I was a week old. And like, I mean, I went to Catholic school my whole life, and then they forced me to get confirmed, all this stuff. And then like, even when I was literally like 19 years old, I'd be like, dude, I lived with them. And I was like, dude, I'm not going to church. Like, it was a fucking fight. And like, mm-hmm, finally they gave in, obviously, cause they were like, okay, she's an adult. But like, it was so ridiculous. Like if we were on vacation, like we went to church. It was just,
oh,
like,
wow. Yeah. That's hardcore.
Yeah. Find that's a what church I'm saying. In yeah. Area. Yeah. And it was like, when my parents like decided, you know, like obviously my entire educational career up until university, because that's what parents do, right? And yep. But like they gave me like an option of like which high school I wanted to go to, and they were like, but like it has to be a Catholic high school. Like it was like very specific. It was like, which is, I want to definitely address like that's a huge like privilege to pay for like education, like at all. And you know,
and education is very superior, but it comes with a lot of caveats.
I don't want to say like, but yeah, unfortunately, like the public education system is like so focused on like getting like
test scores
test scores so they can get funding, and it's like I understand that, but it's doing a disservice. Like education in this country, like even if it's private education, is still lacking.
Yes,
especially like if we compare ourselves to like everyone else in the world, you know, I mean, like fuck America is my point. But anyways, yeah, like it's weird because you hear the same shit like for so fucking long, like this insane indoctrination over and over and over again, that like even though like I don't go to church and I have like not gone to church for a long time, and just like even when I was there I fucking hated it and I was like, this is bullshit, like it still seeps in and it still affects like how you see yourself and how you see the world. And it's like so fucking toxic.
And a lot of guilt.
a lot of guilt, like a lot, just like for so many different fucking things, like
for basically like being alive, like,
yeah,
breathing,
or like being yourself, or like disappointing anybody, like, yes. I don't know, it's just a lot of things. But yeah, so that's just like a basis, I guess. Like, and then let's see, oh yeah, and then when I was 16, I came out to my mom, and then she sent me to therapy, and I was, ooh, and I was grounded for 6 months. I know, ooh, spicy.
Damn. Now, how'd you come out to her?
I was talking to her about a girl I was talking to, or dating, I guess, technically, whatever, it doesn't matter. And I just, you know, she said, like, I was talking to her as if, like, oh, this is my friend. And she was like, do you like her? And I was like, well, what if I did? Like, who cares? And she was like, oh, I care, and all this stuff. And she's like, oh, you're gay. And, like, oh, like, oh. She, yeah, like, yeah, she, like, kind of exploded on me. And, like, again, like, love my parents. But, like, this happened. But, yeah, so she kind of exploded on me. And then, like, I was grounded for 6 months. And, I mean, literally, like, my parents would, like, pick me up from school, I would go home, I wasn't allowed to watch television or, like, have any access to the internet. If I had to use the internet for school, like, my parents had to use it for me,
yep,
or, like, oh, or shit, had to, like, supervise me doing, mm-hmm, it. And then, yeah.
And she had to turn her phone in.
Oh, yeah, like, every I didn't night. Have... No, like, I didn't have a phone at all. Like,
I thought you had one for emergencies. Oh, was it your old phone?
Maybe, yeah, it was probably,
it was something like flip, you could, or the you flip
phone
or something. Yeah, the flip phone.
But it was, like, it was my text. Mom's. Yeah, it was my mom's old one.
Yeah.
But, I mean, like, literally, like, I didn't have access to any of my friends or the internet, right? Which is, like, oh, boo fucking who.
For 6 months.
But, like.
For 6 months,
but yeah, it is, like, it's that, like, it's not the fact, like, oh, I didn't have internet. Like, people don't have internet. Like, that's not my point. But it's the fact that it was, like, that control aspect. That, like,
right,
you know what I'm saying? Where it was, like, oh, well, like, like, fuck you. Like, and you have no communication outside of us. And so, like, that's also, like, very toxic. But anyways. Yeah. But.
And it was all because you said you were gay, basically.
Yeah, yeah, in not so many words, yeah. And my mom, like, did not like that. So then I went to therapy because my mom wanted me to be quote-unquote fixed or whatever. Yep. And so that was the whole thing. Which is so ironic because I still see that therapist.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but, like, I respect to my therapist. Shout out, Anna. I love you. She did tell my parents, like, like, I'm not gonna fix your kid. Like, there's nothing to fix. Like, I'll listen to them, but, like they're not gonna not be whatever they are. And so,
yeah,
I will.
She advocated for your identity.
Yeah, basically. And, like, she's, you know, she's not a, you know, my parents picked her because she went to religious schools. Yeah. So, like, that's a whole thing. But, like, she's,
and she is, she's more faith based.
Yeah, she is. But, like, I'm just very, like, honest with her now, and she, like, knows who I am, and she, like, accepts that.
Oh, cool.
So, like, she's not trying to be, like, go to church or anything like that. No, she's very just, like, Ellen's Ellen, and that's that.
Yep.
But, like, yeah, yeah, so, like, whatever. Anyways, that's not the point. But, like, so that was, that's, I guess, another bullet point. Yeah. So that happened. Let's see. I don't know what else.
I was friends with you then too. We've been friends for a couple years at that, mm-hmm, point.
Yeah, that was like.
So you had no 16. Contact with her other than in school.
Yep.
Correct.
Okay. Yeah, like I went to school and then like went home and I played. I would do homework and then I would play Mancala, that like that marble game or whatever,
uh-huh,
with my dad.
Like, and then she also had months. Like a secret iPod that they didn't know about.
Yes, I did. I hid my iPod. Yeah, I did have an iPod and I hid it and I would like watch like any shows I had like bought.
Jump Street and
No, but Ghost Adventures. A ton of Ghost Adventures, but yes.
And. But 21 Jump Street saved on there too.
No, I did have 21 Jump Street on the iPod though. That's very funny.
The movie. So.
Well, yes. No. Yeah. Oh no, that might have been on the later one because like, really? Yeah, yeah, because okay. Yeah.
I just remember you had that one timeline. Saved and we watched.
Yeah,
that
it
one
doesn't more. Fucking matter at all.
But was like, it The Hangover too? You had one that was saved.
Yes,
it was The Hangover.
It was The Hangover series.
Okay,
I just recently rebought that. I'm not even kidding because like low-key, the first two are classics, and I made my partner like watch them. I don't know. I can say his name, but like I made my partner watch them, and it was very fucking funny. Honestly, like they hold up, man. I forgot like
they
Ed
do hold
Hall,
up.
Bradley Cooper, that fucking other dude, Zach Galifianakis, dude. They're fucking solid.
And what you guys should know is Ellen did not just like sit there and take those 6 months. Like I said, she was very innovative, had that iPod, like also
I would text in my friend's phone sometimes too.
Exactly. So
that's cool.
And we were all like, this is fucking bullshit. So we would always like let her use our phones and But yeah, and we all knew her family at that point too. And then her parents would always let us still have sleepovers because they assumed I was very, I was very involved in the church, but they assumed I held the same beliefs as them. But no, I was just exactly the same as Ellen.
I know, yeah. It did have to be at my parents' house though. Like that was the little tag on that.
Little caveat. But they would let you watch Ghost Adventures when I was there.
I don't remember that.
Or maybe we were just watching it from your iPod.
Maybe.
Whatever.
It does not matter.
It doesn't matter.
A lot of super.
Oh, the iPod that had the little tiny screen on it, right?
Oh yeah, it had the classic. Yeah, it was literally like this big.
Yep. It was like very
fucking
small.
Inch. Yeah.
Nice.
I know. My eye doctor has said if I don't wear glasses, I will go cross-eyed by 40. So, you know, maybe that had something to do with it. I'm not going to lie. Like, literally at 3 a.m. in the dark, just, like, with it 2 inches from my fucking face. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Cool.
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah, it's fine. I don't know, like, what else?
Well, what about after high school? What'd you do after high school?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've been in university for quite a while. Because, you know, I've been going part-time because I was definitely, like, a workaholic there for a moment.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And, like, now I'm not. But I do still have to work to pay bills now. It's going part-time, which is fine.
Absolutely.
Yeah, honestly, I'm not worried about it. It's
you have a great partner, which is...
Yeah, I was going to ask about your current partner. He seemed very happy.
Yeah, I love him a lot. Yeah, he's amazing.
Shout out to the homie.
I know. Oh, I love you. I don't know. Life's been good, man, honestly, like lately. Yeah. I've been trying. It's been lately just like staying with family, you know, because money.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, you know, but I mean, we still get to go do things while we're there. So that's nice. I don't know. So let's see. I don't know what else.
Well, it's like exploring who you are, really.
I know. Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
The multifaceted person.
I know. I've been arrested twice.
Really?
Yeah.
For?
When I was...
If you care.
No, yeah, of course. it's both like stupid shit, but when I was 16, I was shoplifting.
What'd you steal?
I don't know, like fucking like necklaces and
like
perfumes and stuff.
And perfume.
How many times did you do it before you got caught?
We don't have a tracker for that.
Okay, so...
Plead the fifth.
All right.
That was something...
You were quite comfortable, let's say.
Yes, and it was funny because I couldn't because I would laugh, and so I was never
there. Oh, that was so funny. But yeah, like, I don't condone that. Obviously, don't do that. But, you know, like, you know what they say? Like, if it's from a small business, it's, like, hands off. But if it's from Walmart, like, it's...
Very yeah, go for it.
Five-finger discount.
Like, fuck corporations, but...
Apparently, Target... I don't know about the other places,
no,
but Target will keep track. They'll keep track. Like, if it's small, and if you finally get to whatever the amount is, them, they will arrest you.
Oh, yeah, I fucking believe it.
So they'll keep
track
of you.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
I didn't realize. So you'll get away with it?
Yeah.
Until you hit that value point.
Well, yeah, and, like, now there's, like, that technology where it's, like, you don't even have to check out. Like, you pick items up, and they know what it was, where it was, how much it was, who you are. Like, yeah, it's, like, I think Amazon owns that patent.
I've definitely stolen stuff.
Yeah, because Amazon does it at Whole Foods.
I know, yeah. You stole me a ring, which is so cute.
See, she laughed.
I know, yeah, she did.
But I was smooth that day.
I had no fucking idea. It's one of my favorite rings to this day. I wear it all the time. But
they were asking fucking, like, $100 for it or something stupid. And I was like, and she was like, I love this so much. And she was really in love with it. And I was like, you do? You love it a lot? And she was like, I love it so much. And I was like, cool. And then she started talking to the person. And I was like...
I really had no clue.
And I just like stuck it in my bag, and I was like,
I love you. Amazing.
Da, 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 da. And then we got like outside. I was like, hey, you know, it sucks that you couldn't get that ring. And you're like, yeah, but like $100, like that's steep. Like,
oh shit.
Like, I'm not going to do that. And I was like, well, good thing I did. And she was like, bitch.
Yeah, literally. I was so fucking surprised. It was crazy.
And we stayed so like smooth. Right behind the store too.
Oh yeah, my god.
Yeah, we got because they had free beer that day. Yeah. Yeah, they were, I don't know how, to having some shopping event. And so there was like a creek in the, or like a river that had sitting areas like out back. And so we just literally went down there and drank this free fucking beer. I was
like, to celebrate the spoils.
Yes. And she was like, how did you not? I was like, I don't know. Love conquers all.
Dude, yeah, I had no fucking clue, but real one. But yeah, no, I'm too anxious now. I can't do it. But like, yeah. But
and how did you get arrested the second time?
Possession of marijuana.
Okay.
Sweetie.
Yes. Which is, you know, fucked up. There's too many people in prison for.
Right. How much did you have?
I had like 2 grams on me and like, a couple bowls and a grinder.
And they arrested you for that.
Yeah. And I was,
jeez.
Yeah. Well, they,
drama.
They, yeah. And they arrested me. And then I was with a couple other people. And, one of them was dealing at the time. And she had, a couple ounces and a scale with her. And so basically like the other couple girls I got arrested with, they lied and they said like, oh, well, should I be saying this? It's over and done. Cases are done.
You already did your probation.
Yeah. You know, my case is covered in whatever.
Yeah. But
so, but like, they basically were like, oh, we're roommates and we split it up that way. But like she was dealing. And so she should have gotten lucky. Like not should have. Nobody should fucking get any charges for this, but
no,
like,
but technically speaking,
like a felony. Yeah, it was pretty
well
bad.
And the worst part was one of the girls had their own stash didn't fess up, and so
well they split it.
Well no that meant other person.
No she technically didn't have anything on her. She had cigarillos on her. That's what she had.
And the thing is like all the guests that are on here, they know who the fuck you are. They know our relationship. Yeah. So literally, this isn't a surprise. They're like, oh, I'm offended. Nah. Literally, everybody knows who my best friend is. I literally
every time I would
basically kiss on you. We have matching tattoos. I'm like, it's my best friend. Actually, one time she got
so it's like even.
Yeah. She one time got jealous about another friendship. She's the OG. Everybody knows. I literally talk about her con. She was like, I'm gonna take a cigarette tattoo. And so we got a matching tattoo that weekend because you got so will they buy you a tattoo? I was like, it's not a competition.
Oh my god! But like, so territorial.
No, I loved it. I'll prove my love for you and get my ass tattooed as well.
It's so funny. Yeah, we do.
Fun fact: we have bitch on our ass.
We do. It's in cursive. Just add a little. Fuck you to it. I love it.
Yes.
But,
Tate.
Yeah. Yeah. Literally, anytime I would show up to a party, like, everyone was like, oh, you must be Ellen. And I was like, yep.
And they're like, we know so much about you. And then I would try to switch it up and I'd be like, yeah, my best friend. Oh, Ellen, my best. Because I'd just always be like, Ellen says, Ellen this, Ellen that.
I do that all
and so
the
I would
time.
Just be like my best friend and they're like, bitch, you're talking about the same person. But I was trying to like not sound like I only had one person I was just talking about.
I completely understand.
I do that all the time. I was like, one of my friends. Yes. It's all Ellen. It's all one person.
Yes. I don't know, it's always you for mine as well. Like all the time. Oh my god, love it so much. Sorry, took a sip of lemonade, guys.
It's all good.
Thirsty bitch. Okay. Yum. For the
comfy with the mic. Do. So then what? Then what happened?
Oh. Hold on, where's my list?
Been arrested twice.
Yeah. Oh god. Okay, so I've been arrested twice. And then let's see. I have had 2 abortions, so that has happened. I guess that's like one of the main things we're here to really talk about. But just that was a little backstory. Yeah. So I don't know if we want to.
Well, this episode is taking place, well after the overturned Roe versus Wade.
Yes, yes, it is. Yes. Unfortunately, so we live in a very horrific society that is going backwards.
Yeah.
I just want to say it loud and clear: we have less rights than our mothers did if they were living here at that time. Yeah, so I don't know.
We're not even going backwards in time.
No, it's getting fucking worse.
It's just worse. And, you know, unfortunately, you know, we've had several episodes at this point talking about, you know, abortion access and everything. And so the fact is there's nothing to be ashamed about.
Nope.
So the fact that it's a bullet point in your story is exactly where it should be. It has no more weight or no more less.
Exactly. It's just I had a couple healthcare visits. distinct.
Right? You're just telling us about your doctor's appointments.
Yeah, like I had 4 doctor's appointments, unfortunately, because of the state of Texas at the time. It was their rule. had to have a follow-up visit more than 24 hours at least after your first visit. So, you know, to confirm or whatever that that's what you wanted to go through. And they have
to made you do the heartbeat too, right?
Yeah, they show you luckily, dude, shout out to my doctor, okay? This bitch came in clutch. But I wanted to see anyway because I'm just like, I'm literally like a science major. I'm very interested. Yeah. So like, I was just like, oh, cool. Like, I'm never going to see this shit again because I ain't having kids. So I was literally. And so I was just like, yeah, cool. Show me whatever. And like, I know like I have a very unique experience in the sense where it's like, it was like traumatizing in its own way, I guess. But I don't want to say it was like traumatizing. It was, but like, it also was something that like, when I found out I was pregnant both times, I was like, nope. Like, this is the option. And like, now the fact that that's not a fucking option is just like, not
scary.
Yeah, like, how the fuck are we
here? They only got the one option now is the plan C pill.
Yeah.
Which is like the pills.
Yeah.
Which is what you actually
had.
But you're not like, supposed to be able to be stopped crossing state lines to get an abortion.
Yeah. It's also just like the fact that anybody like wanted, not wanted, but like went out of their fucking way to just like take away rights is like, it just shows like how we see people in this country. Like, we're not people. Like, they don't give a fuck about us. Like,
no,
they might as well be like herding their cattle. Like, we're dollar signs to them.
Yeah. Because they didn't, you know, again, I am obviously not for these laws that are being placed, but it's not like there was an increase for the children that are going to be born either. No. You know, it's not like, you know, it'd be one thing. It's horrific no matter what, but it'd be one thing if they were trying to prove a point consistently and they're like, well, you know, we don't want abortions, but let's do all these other things to prevent abortions.
We'll invest in like
childcare or sex education or contraception or increase in Medicaid better foster care systems.
No, we just want to keep people in poverty and then have more workers to be in the capitalist
machine.
And then
shame them for having those children.
Yep, 100%.
That they were forced to have.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's so fucked up.
So they showed you the sonogram.
Oh yeah, but he told me, he was like, the state of Texas tells me I have to show you this, but you do not have to look. And I was like, thank you, but I'm interested. That. Yeah, it was very cool. Clearly a queer man, just amazing, or queer person, you know, whatever.
Yeah,
just incredible. I appreciate them so much. I had them both times, which was
A1.
I know, yeah,
because it wasn't like it was, you know, back to back either.
No, they were a year apart.
Right.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm super glad I had them both times. And yeah, they were like, you don't have to look. And then they have to say, according to the politicians believe that that abortions cause mental illness and like all this shit.
You
and,
say
like,
politicians believe?
Yes. And he said, and then at the end,
I love it.
Yeah. And then he said at the end, he said like, the state of Texas requires me to tell you this or whatever. And he was like, but that's politicians, not doctors. Okay. And I was just like, I agree.
I love that.
Yeah, I know. So like, honestly, I know I probably have like a rare experience, but I had a great experience. And like, just like having children is not an option for me. I don't want that. That's just not my path, you know? And, I think like, you know, healthcare for women, especially who like don't want children, is, just always like kind of being diminished. Like, we can see that with like, they want to take contraceptives away. They want to take, just like access to like, you know, certain, like,
they
want to
take the
away.
Right to birth away.
Yeah.
Your birthing right or birthing,
yes,
or
your
not to
options
birth.
Or yeah, exactly. And so like, I mean, even like, you know, I've had a discussion with, like a, you know, like a previous friend now, kind of like, you know, more of acquaintance, but like on Instagram, we neither of us want children. And, you know, she's having her tubes tied. And I asked her like, yo, who's that fucking doctor? Because like, right. I have talked to a couple gynecologists or, you know, like my healthcare professionals about that. And,
They won't do it.
They say, you're really young. So we like to revisit that in your 30s. And I'm like,
oh, it should be your choice.
Yeah, exactly.
Or the most fucked up is if you were married, they would ask your partner for permission. Uh-huh. Yeah.
yeah, I fucking hate this place.
Because it's a permit decision. Yeah, no yep. shit, it's a permit decision. Uh-huh. Yeah, I was yep. told no when I asked for my tubes to be tied after I gave birth as well.
God. It's a nightmare.
Because they can, it's actually easier for them to do that process after you give birth.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, that's my sister had hers done after her birth.
Well, you know, it's even more fucked up, and obviously we will touch on this at a different time, is a lot of indigenous women or indigenous folks or folks of color, birthing folks of color, would actually have their tubes tied non-consensually throughout the years.
Eugenics, that shit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was horrific.
Because they actually used to put you under for birth.
Mm-hmm.
My grandmother was sedated. For all of her
damn
birth.
Yeah, or they would go in for like other procedures and they would do that on top of it unconsensually,
scientific things.
Yeah, well, yeah, they would testing, they would do a lot of, yeah, like actually my professor just brought this up the other day, like how like a lot of things that we know in the science community, it's like so horrific because mm-hmm. it was just unconsensual testing, especially on like people of color. And yeah, there's just like just starting to be that like recognition in like the science community, and it's really just like a lot of younger people who are like, fuck you guys, like you took this information and like now you just profited off of it and like harmed others based off of it. And it's just I don't know, it's just been a fucking
well lot, and but, on top of that, like,
but they're just starting those conversations, unfortunately.
Black birthing folks are the highest for you know, maternal mortality during birth. And so all of these abortion laws are, again, attack on Black people.
Oh, of course.
Very largely. Yeah. And obviously the majority, the vast majority of this country. Mm-hmm. And so it's a crime all the way around.
Yeah, of course. Anytime they impose these like horrific legislatures, it's always going to like, unfortunately, like negatively impact a lot of communities, and like they are all mainly people of color, and it's just so inherently racist to be like fuck you, figure it out. And like here's like just another example is literally like with California's like they just signed a thing where like they're trying to like outlaw like old gas powered cars by 2035 or whatever, but all that's gonna do is like displace poor people. That's all it's gonna fucking do,
because what it's saying is if you don't have an electric car by then, you're fucked.
Yep. And yeah, and it's like
more imprisonment.
Yeah, and like a lot of people, let's say like you're renting an apartment and your apartment complex doesn't have like charging stations, first of all. So it's like you even, let's say you got access somehow to like this very expensive fucking vehicle, but like let's say you're like, fucking move, whatever, right? Or it's like that, or you're just like being forced to like rely on public transportation. And like I think that's a lot of, so unfortunately, like a lot of cities in this country like do not fucking invest.
California is one of those. I mean, California has some areas like the larger cities with okay transportation.
Yeah,
but still a lot of buses.
Yeah, 100%. Well, and I mean, like, oh my god, we can talk about the transportation here. It's like so fucking, it's so fucked up. The Via bus system, fuck you in the asshole. That's the worst. But yeah. So, anyways, there's just a lot of people who are harmed by these fucking old crusty ass white men who are like, oh, women should not have their rights over their own bodies. Like, what happened to the good old days where I could rape you and like nothing would fucking happen? And it's like, that's what they literally fucking want.
And yeah. So, and we're seeing it. I mean, there's been huge cases already that we've seen, you know, pretty early on in these decision making. One was a 10 year old case who was it was incest and rape from her own father.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the recent one. Where they said she has to carry a full term.
Yep, 10-year-old has to carry a pregnancy full term.
So inhumane.
Which is like, what the fuck?
How are we even here? Like, I just
not
like,
her choice.
I read an article today. A woman was forced to give birth because her baby had no skull, and she was still forced to carry.
Well,
it full
and there
term.
Was that famous makeup artist who. She had a pregnancy she wanted, and her baby died, which is, again, very, very common. It's very common for miscarriages.
Yeah.
And part of abortion is that they'll use that process, that same procedure to, get rid of babies that have died. They're not alive.
But the
all.
Doctors are so scared to do anything.
They can't.
That they won't. Yeah.
They can't they until they are.
And a private citizen in some of these places can report somebody. And arrest somebody or something like
there's
that.
There's whistleblower rewards, basically.
Oh, yeah.
And this individual. Like
$100,000 fine. So.
Yes. And this was actually the second baby that that individual had lost, you know, pregnancy that they had lost. And the first one was like a year prior and said that whenever it happened, the doctors were so kind and caring. They did the procedure.
Yeah.
You know, they asked each step of the way, like, would you like to see the fetus, all this stuff. And then she said when she went the second time, she knew it was happening again because it was the exact same thing.
Yeah.
And they said they wouldn't, they refused to see her.
Oh my God.
They said that she had to prove that she didn't purposefully do this.
What?
And then they said to that she would have to come back when she was showing signs of sepsis and then gave her a sheet saying what sepsis was. And they wouldn't do it until she was basically dying.
Oh my God. How the actual fuck are you supposed to prove that you did
you
not
can't.
Do it on purpose?
You can't. Because that's exactly what an abortion pill would do is what...
Yeah, it induces a miscarriage.
It induces a miscarriage.
Yeah.
So there isn't any way to tell.
Yep.
And it's like, what? You can tell because she clearly wanted the baby.
Yeah.
But that's not enough.
Fuck.
And wow. it doesn't matter regardless if it wanted or not, but it just shows that like even the pro-life stance of like you want to want your child, like this person wanted that child or fetus, whatever, and died on its own. It could not survive on its own.
Yep. Very common.
And that's just so traumatizing.
I know. How the fuck are we going to
And that person had
something?
A child already. So what, you're going to endanger this mother for her other child?
So fucked up.
It's crazy, and you know we could go about this forever.
Yeah, literally.
But
do a whole podcast on.
We really could. Maybe we should. So many ideas.
Yeah, so many ideas. I know we have so many ideas. Yeah.
And for you, you didn't have to do an actual procedure, right?
No, I did the pills both times. Which shout out to the pills, love them so much. And for anyone who doesn't know, it's like you take one, whenever. And then you take like
the
four.
First day, right?
Yeah,
The first day?
Yes. Yeah. Like whenever you got them.
Then, did you take it in the clinic?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. They send you home with like an empty container. It's just pretty funny. And then you take the other four and they like dissolve under your tongue like in 24 to 48 hours. Like after.
Is that
the
basically
one.
What the plan C is?
It is what
plan C is. Okay.
So planc.org is an organization that is distributing free abortion pills nationwide.
Oh, yeah.
It is not illegal to get an abortion via pill across the United States. Unfortunately, there is a certain point where the pill will work less and less for you.
Mm-hmm.
So as soon as you are showing symptoms that could be related to pregnancy, you know, please don't be afraid to test yourself.
Yep. I took one.
Honestly,
the other
shout
day
out.
IUD, so.
Oh, you did.
Yeah, I love frequently taking pregnancy tests.
Oh yeah,
the dollar store has them.
I was about to say the Dollar Tree.
Yes.
Dollar Tree is
dollar
very
tree
accurate.
Yeah, they are.
It was
they
very
are.
Accurate for all
accurate.
My, you know, for my pregnancy, very accurate. And I found out I was pregnant very early on.
Yes.
You found out you were pregnant very early on.
Yeah, it was 5 weeks of both.
Also, and mine was 4 weeks. So Dollar Tree is
hook it up.
It's a dollar.
Yeah,
$1.25 now. Actually,
try and be as in tune with your body as possible. Track. Not on your phone, but manually track your cycles.
Don't track on your phone.
Yeah. Track and, you know, track on a piece of paper or whatever. And then...
Or calendar.
Or yeah, that's what I mean. Sorry.
A random piece of paper.
Just a random sheet of paper.
A piece of paper with numbers on it. Hang it up the wall.
Post-it notes, whatever. Hang it on the wall.
It's like those, like, growth charts.
Growth chart, bitch. Oh, my gosh. But, so just, you know, just be in tune and kind of know, like, oh, something is different. And then if you don't, just, like, dude, I'm so pro, like, getting a Dollar Tree pregnancy test. And if you get a fucking positive, do three of them because there are false positives.
Yes.
So, hey, girls. Or,
birthing
they,
folks.
Do they come in a pack of one or they come in a multiple?
They come in a pack of two.
Come in a pack of two, okay.
They do come in a pack of two, so just get yourself a couple boxes, take them. They're very, very easy. They're very simple. They are actually not where you pee on them, though. You have to pee into a cup and then use a dropper. So. Yeah,
and they don't give you a cup. So
yeah, you do need it. That's part of the $1.25 package. Yeah.
It comes in like this like aluminum bag or whatever. I literally pissed in that the other day. And I'm like, which they don't recommend. But like, I literally was just like, I don't have a fucking cup. I pissed in that and then I just dropped it on the desk.
Yes. We love an environmentally friendly clean. Use the full package. Reuse, reduce, recycle, man.
Plotus, it does come with a cup.
It does. Anything's a cup if you're brave enough.
Good
God. If you're brave enough. But honestly, this is the time where if you're getting nauseous, don't always assume it's food poisoning. Just get yourself $1.25, pick it up. when you're picking up your cold stuff or even a COVID test, all the things you have to prepare for, make sure it's not monkeypox.
I know, our fucking current world.
But honestly, the world's not going to cater to us. And for a majority of people in this world, it never has. So this is obviously coming from a place of privilege, but you know,
of course
we have to fight, and that's the way we fight this.
Yeah, 100%. I totally agree.
And then the best thing to do is, the next thing that they're going after, and it is in our legislation already.
The fuck y'all like the microphone?
Her microphone is doing circus tricks.
There's a ghost in here.
The microphone's trying to bully Ellen into not using her voice. Thank you so much. It's like, no, you do not get to speak.
Fuck women who want to speak out.
Take their voices away.
All right, technical difficulties.
The microphone's a Republican. Endorsed by Greg Abbott.
Oh my God, dude. Oh my God. Did you see that thing with him the other day with climate change? He was like, someone asked him, what are you doing to address climate change? And he was like, we're always aware of severe weather that happens. And we're always trying to do things to prevent this weather. And then literally a reporter yelled at him, can you even say climate change? Like, it was so fucking funny. Like,
no.
Honestly. No, he can't. His pride won't let him say climate change.
No.
They can never be wrong.
No.
Anyways.
He's just real bold.
Oh, and he's one of the worst human beings on the fucking planet.
Yes. But honestly, they're coming for a contraception next. It's already on the docket for some states. So it's not currently in effect.
Yeah.
But there are talk.
We're working on it.
There's a lot of organizations that give free birth control pills.
Yeah.
Both of us use Mirena.
Yes, ma'am.
She a queen. She takes a beating.
Yeah.
Right, Moon?
Yes. She does take a beating. And also, again, I just took one the other day, girl. Negative. So,
I'm updated. I'm a cum slut. So, Mirena needs to eat them. No babies out of this one.
Oh my God. Alrighty then.
Oh my God, I love you. That's fucking
sex
funny.
Positive.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Own who you are.
Absolutely.
Okay.
No, and there's places that'll do vasectomies. So men, you are not men or penis.
San Antonio is $800 while you wait.
Yeah, hell yeah. Why would we literally like? I don't even know what the saying is, but it's like, why would we take away like the less essential, like what you know, like. I don't know how the fuck.
All I gotta say is that women and uterus owning individuals do not impregnate themselves.
Yep. Exactly.
But are any of these laws directed towards the sperm?
No.
No.
No, not at all. Are you fucking kidding me? They would be like, all right. They're under attack. Like in
I know, and then all of a sudden Walgreens would be like, if you need a vasectomy, just drive on through and we'll snip snick your ball sack.
The minute clinic.
If men could get pregnant, oh my God, we would have abortion corner stores, okay?
Yep.
Oh yeah. Like literally.
And be like, here's your happy meal.
Yes.
And your abortion.
Yes, exactly. 100%.
Here, have a hot towel on your face while we perform this procedure.
Can we suck your dick while we're at it? Like, you know, those fucking like haircut and companies.
That's what I was thinking.
Literally, they're like, We've been seeing so many of those like sports clips commercials. I fucking hate them.
Yes.
And I'm just literally like, stop. They're like, we'll give you a whiskey or a beer or whatever. And then yeah. It's like and you know.
Yeah, the
like,
one I go to, they offer drinks yeah. and you mm-hmm. know when I go there I get the head massage.
He goes to the
yeah,
boardroom.
Yeah, I get the hot towel, I get the arm and hand massage.
How much does it cost you? Is it like $45?
No, like $70 plus tip.
Okay. Yeah.
Which, you know, men that's deserve some self-care moment.
No. I was just trying to make a point that, like, everything's more expensive for women. But, like, that's I feel like, a decent yeah. price for that.
No, it's a decent price.
That's a reasonable.
It
that's
is.
That's what we would have paid.
That's everything but the manicure and pedicure, you know. I won't get a pedicure. I have gotten the manicures.
Okay, cool. Nice.
Yeah, they do a good job. I mean,
but that's what it would be yeah. like. It'd be like, okay, and here's an add-on. You can get a vasectomy.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Literally. Well, yeah,
would you like some laughing gas while you wait?
We have a tray of different drugs. Here you go. Yeah,
take a bump. Take a line.
I mean, literally how Viagra is free a lot of the time. Condoms are free.
Oh,
I
my
mean,
God. Have you seen these commercials for Hims and Hers? The Hers ones are always like... women being like, oh, like, I'm so glad I took control of my mental health. And it's, like, them getting, like, depression medication.
Yes.
And then the Hims is, like, literally hair growth or erectile dysfunction. And they have the mental health care one for men, but none of the fucking... There's been one of those commercials for the men. Like, all the other yeah. ones have been hair
well,
loss
didn't
and
you know that
dysfunction.
If you have hair and a boner, and you have no mental health issues?
Dude, and, like...
And we already got the hair, so they're like, sorry, ladies. You get depression. You don't get a boner.
And we know.
As long as your dick rises and your hair slicks back, you aren't going to kill yourself. You won't unalive yourself this afternoon.
That's so fucking funny. Oh, my God. what do you call it? Yeah, like... It's so fucking crazy. Like, I don't know. Oh, there's another ad I've been getting, which I'm sorry, I've been talking about ads, but I think like advertisement is
it's
just
subliminal
like,
and very
no, talking about Hims. I got the email right here. 70% off your first month of treatment. Support your mind from Hims.
Hims?
Yeah.
They're listening.
But you know what he originally used Hims for? Viagra.
Bitch.
Hey, it works.
I mean, yeah, but like, that's a great point. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like,
yep.
They're just like advertising like healthcare to women. It's like they also have the hair loss for women, but like, it's like not advertised
right,
as much as
right.
the healthcare and vice versa for the men. They
right.
say. Exactly. So I think like
it was very gender
directed. For sure.
It's 100%. Very patriarchy.
Oh, for sure. I mean, the fact that it's called Hims and Hers. You know what I'm saying? Very gender.
I didn't even know they had one that called Hers.
Yeah.
Yes.
I did not know that at all.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the same company. But
And they have stuff for female libido as well.
Oh, okay.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
But I've never seen those ads because we don't talk about women's sex drive.
Nope.
I just think that's
there's
why
a bunch of jokes about our clits not being missing.
Yeah, I know.
It's not funny. Figure out where it's at.
I know. Oh, Jesus Christ.
You deserve to come.
Yes.
Make him come. If
make
he comes and
come.
He's just like on the side of the bed, wake up, bitch. My pussy is licked.
You sleep when your work's done, bitch.
We ain't over.
You
got to
break when I tell you got to break.
Well, this is a different side I haven't seen.
Well, because you always finish the job, baby. Employee of the month every month.
Bitch, I would hope so.
Can you feel it now, Mr. Krabs?
Stupid. Oh, my God.
Arrar.
Arrar.
Oh, my gosh. Well, per usual, we have gone on an adventure together.
I know. The tangents are endless.
But there's what... They're what make you know this a quilt, like a quilt of a fabric of our different connections, interwoven connections with the people in our lives, and that you really don't know what someone's going through. And so I feel like this podcast series that we're doing shows that we are so much more than what you see on the outside. That we all have depth to ourselves, and really. I think it really shows that we have some fucking awesome friends.
I know I've actually really loved hearing everyone's stories, even though it's like it's people I know, you know, there's things I did not know about them,
right.
You know, that it's also awesome, this environment that y'all have created, because it's like you're both very like warm people. So it's like easy to like open up, you know, and just like kind of talk about like things that like maybe, you know, we're not proud of or don't like, or like things that have like maybe I don't want to say hindered, but like changed our course, right? And so it's like, yeah. it's nice to like hear everybody's like truths. I like it a lot.
Yes.
And just like the authenticity, you know, it's not about perfection. It's just about being you.
So right. I love you're sitting here in our hang sesh with us.
I know. Yeah. I love it.
You're at home with us. You're all letting our freak flags fly.
Right.
Yes, meow.
Because it's a safe space. And unfortunately, our world doesn't really create a lot of those for us.
Yeah. 100%.
So I guess the last question that we like to ask is, where's Ellen going from
here? Yeah. What's next for Ellen?
Hopefully a lot. I got a lot of plans, you know. I mean, I got to put them into action. But like right now, you know, like, the first step, I want to finish university, obviously. And then once that happens, my partner and I want to move into a van, and we want to work part time. So we'll do seasonal contracts for half the year and then travel for the other half. So that's definitely a goal, like immediately, or, you know, once we're done with that. And then from there, you know, like I want to see the world. I really just want to like live in a bunch of different countries and like really not like, and not go in with like, I'm not saying like, oh yeah, like I want to just like go there and change shit. Like, no, like I want to learn and I just want to like, you know, just like be as submerged as possible. And like personally, like I believe better ways of living. You know, like here we don't see people as people. We don't value our time. We don't value that this is our own life, you know, especially in this country. It's very just like, you know, work till you die and that's it, you know? And so it's like, I don't want to do that. And so like doing that for a while and then, just
where life takes you.
Yeah. Just see where like just going with the wave, man. Cause you know, like we always want to plan life, but like life has its own plan. Yeah,
right. True, and that's a very capitalist approach too. Right. Cause it's all about what do your life goals mean in terms of productivity for yourself?
Yeah, for sure. And I feel like, you know, when you say that, most people are going to tell you like, oh, well, I want to have this job in the future. I want to do this in the future. And it's like, frankly, like, you know, like I understand we're in a society where we have to produce money to pay for our bare necessities. But like, you know, I'm going to do that to the point where like, that's it. Like, I'm just going to work so I can live. Right. Like the stupid saying where it's like work to live, not live to work. Like, but for real, like I'm not about it. So I'm not gonna burn myself into the grounds for someone else to get rich. So yeah, and absolutely. Yeah, and like eventually, you know, I wanna run a bunch of businesses. But like so I definitely understand, you know, like the urge to wanna do things and like have passions and work and stuff, but it's like, you know, we can plan all we want, but we'll see where life goes. So,
yes.
So I'm excited.
I love that. So I hope that you guys can take away today, you know, Ellen's overall wholeness of just being able to be on a journey of fulfilling yourself by doing what feels right, what feels natural, and not what our society pressures us to do. I think that's something that Ellen walks a walk and talks a talk on and is so important for us. You know, knowing that who you are is exactly enough. And that abortion access is medical access.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Love all of that. Thank you so much. Thank you guys for having me.
Not a problem. Thank you. Thanks for coming on.
Of course. If I can say one more thing.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Support Buckle Bunny Buffons.
Yes.
There you go.
That's support Buckle Bunnies, which I know I think we shout them out almost all every single episode.
Yeah, all the time.
But it's because they are so essential. Them. And especially right now in this this fight that we're in. Yeah. Really a little. Yeah. And the polls are opening in November, and early voting will probably be in October.
Yes.
So this is about the last time for you to check your registration, your voter registration, and making sure that it is valid. This is crucial because they will prevent you from going to the polls, even though technically they can't do that.
Yes, hot bitches are registered voters. Okay, so all the she's, they's, and everyone else.
She, they's, and trans.
Not cishet men.
No, exactly.
Okay, that's it.
All right, guys. As always, remember, we're not here for a long time.
We're here for a good time, bitches.